Now, let's say somebody's not interested. Let's say I go through my questions with them and I ask them, can I show you what the Bible says about how to know for sure you're going to heaven? It'll only take 10 minutes, or it'll only take a few minutes, you know? And if they say, no, I'm busy, I don't have time, that's an answer we're going to get a lot. So just expect to hear that a lot. Don't worry about it. That's normal. A lot of people are going to just not have time and not be interested, have no interest. Well, if they're not interested like that, then I still want to leave that person on a positive note. Here's some wrong things I've seen out soul winning with people is, you know, oh, no, I'm not really interested. Really? Whatever. <you know. laughs> I mean, I've been soul winning with somebody, and literally, the person said, oh, no, thanks, and they just went. Like, they didn't even say bye. They just go like, yeah, who cares whether your soul goes to heaven or hell? Who cares, right? Oh, no, by all means, go back to your video game. You know, now, look, we don't want to be rude. Like, that's not going to accomplish anything, having that kind of an attitude, right? Even though we might be thinking those things. You know. I'm cooking dinner right now. It's like, well, really? Because I don't smell anything. Oh, I'm real busy. Oh, you're busy. So that's why you're holding the video game controller in your hand, huh? Because you're so busy, right? But, you know, we don't want to be rude. So if someone says, oh, I'm busy, no thanks, I'm not interested, take no for an answer, okay? But here's what I like to do in that situation, okay? Because remember, I told you in my early days, I would just cram the whole gospel down their throat whether they want to hear it or not. And when I say early days, I'm saying long before I was a pastor, okay? When I was just first getting out there soul winning. Like, man, we got to get people saved. And my heart was in the right place, but I didn't realize I was burning up a lot of effort and time that would have been better used down the street with somebody who's actually listening, okay? So if a person's not interested, though, even though I don't want to spend 10 minutes talking to them when they have no interest, what I do want to do is plant a seed. You know, I'd like to take the opportunity to at least plant a seed. So what I often do is say, can I just leave you with one verse? And most people will accept the one verse. 9 out of 10 people will say, sure. Yeah, let me just leave you with one quick verse. Sometimes I don't even phrase it as a question. I just say, okay, well, I'm just going to leave you with one quick verse. And I just leave them with that one quick verse. Because I've already acknowledged, though, that I'm ready to walk away, you know? So make sure that they know, okay, no problem. Like, I don't have time. Let them know that you're accepting that. You're taking no for an answer. Hey, no problem. I understand. I'm just going to leave you with one quick verse. 9 out of 10 people are going to accept that verse. And I'll give them a verse. Now, you know, depending on what church they go to, I might use different verses or just, it's really just what I feel like quoting at that moment. It might be John 3:16. It might be Romans 6:23. It might be Ephesians 2:8 and 9. It might be 1 John 5:13. But just whatever the verse, I quote them that one verse, and then I expound that verse to them in a couple of sentences. I just give them a little truth from that verse, whether it's John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You've probably heard that verse before, haven't you? It's pretty familiar to most people. But notice what it says, whosoever believeth. It doesn't say whosoever lives a good life, whosoever goes to church, whosoever does good deeds. Those are all good things to do, but it says whosoever believeth in him should not perish. All right? God bless you. Have a great day. Okay. Now, every once in a while, I'll leave them with that one verse, and sometimes they'll give me a reaction that they're very interested in what I just told them. So a lot of times we have, no, thanks, I'm not interested. Okay, well, I'll just leave you with one quick verse. I quote them the verse, and then they'll give me a reaction like, oh, wow, that's really interesting. I've never even heard that. I've never thought about that. Wow. Now, if they give me that kind of reaction, then I'll press the issue, and I'll say, hey, listen, let me just show you a little more, you know. Have you got 5 minutes? Have you got 10 minutes? Let me just show. Because I've then sometimes had those turn into a situation where now they are interested. You know, because it's sort of like the expression goes, the appetite comes with the eating. You know, my wife came to me a few mornings ago and she wanted to feed me this big breakfast. And I'd already been up at like 4 a.m. and just binged on a bunch of cereal, okay? So I'd already eaten a bunch of cereal at 4 a.m. So she comes at me with this cooked breakfast at 8 a.m. I'm like, no, no, I've already eaten. No, thanks. No, I'm not hungry. No, thanks. And then she's just like, are you sure? You know, and it was like these poached eggs, avocado, and crumpets, and bacon. So I'm like, well, you know what? I'm just going to eat that bacon. You know, I'm too full for the rest. I'll just do the bacon. But you know what? After I ate one piece of bacon, then I ate another piece of bacon, and then I ate the crumpets with the avocado and the eggs and everything, and I ended up eating the entire plate. I even went back for a little more. Okay, why? Because once you start eating, right, you get hungry, even if you didn't really think you were that hungry. And I'm kind of hungry right now, just in case you're wondering. But anyway, the point is that sometimes when you give people that one verse, sometimes they'll all of a sudden act excited and, wow, that's amazing. Well, then at that point, I'd say, hey, sure you don't just have 10 minutes? I'd love to show you the rest. Oh, yeah, sure. And I've had that turn into that. But if I show them that verse, usually you're going to be at the same place you were before the verse was presented. And then you just say, hey, God bless you. Have a great day. Now, especially when you're in Phoenix, Arizona, is this true? Because we have 200 and some people going soul winning every week. We're going to be back at that door again. We'll be back. I mean, there are many, many areas that we've knocked 6, 7 times, receptive areas near our church. Anything within a 15, 20-minute radius of our church, we shall meet again. So I don't want to be rude and burn that person because, you know, we might be able to let that seed sink in a little bit, be watered, and then come back another time and water that thing again. And so we want to leave on a positive note. Now, let's say I get to the door and the person just right away is sending me strong signals that they have no interest in what I have to say. You know, sometimes you open the door and just from the moment they see you, even after you've said you're Baptist, they want nothing to do with you. You know what? I take off. I leave. Like, if I open the door and somebody just says, I'm not interested, I don't say, you know, well, more important than you not being interested. Do you know for sure if you die today, you're going to have it? Yeah. So, like, if I just, hey, I'm from Faith Forward Baptist Church, and they just say, I'm not interested, then I say, all right, have a good day. I mean, look, before the sentence is even fully out of their mouth, I'm already leaving. Why? Because I have better things to do. I have other doors to knock where people are interested. So if I open the door and I don't even get to my question, I don't get to anything, it's just, you know, hey, from Faith Forward Baptist, no, 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 no. Then I'm just like, all right, have a good day. See you later, right? Why beat your head against the wall when there are plenty of fish in the sea? Just move on to the next door. No big deal.